Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, môre 7:19, Polokwane 7:18 en Mahikeng 6:19.
In the traffic this afternoon, Pretoria on the N1 and northbound, just before the N4 north of Pretoria, there's been an accident. It is queuing all the way back to Sefako Makgato at the moment. And in Midrand, heading southbound from Allendale, there is a crash in the link heading out towards the N3. It's starting to look a bit busy around the Buccleuch interchange.
Die president en die leier van die DA, John Steenhuisen, gaan na verwagting vanmiddag vergader wat beteken die onderhandelingsproses vir die regering van nasionale eenheid gaan nou 'n derde naweek binne. Die DA en die ANC se armdrukkery laat nou kommer ontstaan oor die RNE en of dit gaan realiseer. Dit nou veral na gister se lek van sterk bewoorde briewe tussen die partyleiers en Anastasi Mokgobu brei uit.
In a letter to Steenhuisen, which became public yesterday, Ramaphosa seemingly drew a line in the sand, telling the DA leader that he intends to conclude all negotiations and consultations this week without any further delays. The DA's main concern is the number of ministerial portfolios on offer and the ANC's decision not to stick to its offer of the trade and industry portfolio.
Kyk mens na sosiale media platforms, is daar tog sprake dat samesprekings tot 'n punt kom.
ANC Secretary-General Fikile Mbalula has taken to social media, indicating that the GNU discussions are almost done and in what he claims to be in the best interest of all South Africans. Anastasia Mokgobu for Jacaranda FM News.
Die volke het intussen vroeër gespog met hulle vordering die afgelope finansiële jaar. Luitenant-generaal Godfrey Lebia sê onder meer een uit elke vier mense wat in hegtenis geneem is vir onwettige mynbouaktiwiteit is buitelanders. Volgens hom het dit aan die lig gekom, te danke aan die werk van die multidissiplinêre taakspan operasie Walomgodi.
A total number of 39, which consists of 15 South African and 24 foreign nationals, were arrested by the South African Police Service, DPCI, in particular. Further convictions were secured, which is 36. Of these, 9 are South Africans, while 27 of these convicts are foreign nationals.
Intussen is verskeie lisensiekantore in Johannesburg vandag gesluit, nie omdat werknemers staak of stelsels stilstaan nie, dis bloot die einde van die finansiële jaar.
These stations include Langlachter, Sandton, Dube Vocational, Wema Complex, Randburg, Midrand, and all satellite stations. Normal services and operating hours will resume from the 1st of July 2024.
Dit aan die stem van die departement se woordvoerder, Klolani Fichla. Ten slotte, die Raad vir Haie in KwaZulu-Natal is verstom oor die massas vis in vanjaar se sardynloop. Wayne Harrison, wat op die raad dien, het by Port Shepstone gaan kyk hoe reuse skole sardyn voed op fitoplankton in die see. En hy sê vanjaar is besonders en dat daar ook ander seelewe is wat deelneem aan die jaarlikse verskynsel.
For me, it's just so heartwarming to see this. And we've waited years and years where we've had sardine runs where we haven't had sardine action. This is sardine action. Now just what you are talking to you, I've just seen something jump right out of the water. Now, it's too small to be a whale, so it's more than likely a dolphin or a shark.
I guess Marlene Fouchier, meer nuus om 5.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock. It's the Jonas Brothers. Just like your exes in the room. This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you. Been